We're doing the Ramban Torah Hashem Tmima. We're up to page Kuf Mim Vav in the Chazon Yoel edition. Ucheshlim inyan hakovanot chazal inyan hatarot. The Ramban had been discussing the order of the book of Vayikra. That at first glance, it seems like the book of Vayikra is out of order. The book begins in Ohel Moed, the commandments of what we're supposed to do in the Mishkan, the sacrifices we're supposed to do. And then it records how we're supposed to do, how we did what we were supposed to do, and the Shekhinah rested within the Ohel Moed. God calls Moshe to come into the tent, into the tabernacle, and orders him the korbanos they're supposed to do. That's the idea of Vayikra. And then, Ucheshlim inyan hakovanot chazal inyan tarot. So then the Torah goes back in Parsha Shmini to discuss the laws of purity, because the Kohanim who are doing the service in the temple, they have to be pure. Then we go on to Parshas Tazria Mitzora, where we have the laws of a man or a woman who has a flow that's an illness that causes them to be defiled, or a white blemish like Tzaras. Then the Torah goes on to discuss in Parshas Shmini which foods are prohibited because they're defiled, which animals, which carcasses are prohibited. And one who ate those has to bring a sacrifice to purify themselves from that. All of this, that's what the book of Vayikra is called, Torat Kohanim, the Torah of the Kohanim. Because originally the book of Vayikra is discussing the laws of Kohanim. And then he's going to come back to the point which we really have to understand, how does Shemitah fit into the book of Vayikra? If the book of Vayikra is so focused on the Kohanim, so why is Shemitah over there? And that's what we'll learn Be'ezrat Hashem next week.